Live across America, it's Jack Roberts on CRN. Our next guest is a California entrepreneur. He's done so much in his life. Lloyd Watts is a founder of a technology company, very successfully invested in real estate. And he has a new book called The Flow of Time and Money, How to Create a Full and Prosperous Life. Hello, Lloyd Watts. Dr. Lloyd Watts. Hello, Lloyd. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, Jack. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. It's very much a pleasure to talk to you because you've done it all. You've done a lot of things. And let me ask you right off the bat, why the book? Why The Flow of Time and Money? Why write the book?
Well, I've been basically studying personal productivity and wealth creation all my life. And I found that in order to understand either one, time management or money management, I found that I was constantly having to deal with both. And so I found that if I really wanted to understand how to become productive, how to be fulfilled, and how to be prosperous, that I needed to understand both time and money in an integrated way. And so I wrote the book to describe how to handle time and money so as to lead to the most prosperous and fulfilled life that I could create for myself, and I wanted to share that with others.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Lloyd Dr. Lloyd Watts, and Dr. You also have a background in the satellite communications industry, correct?
Oh, yes, that's right. My first job as an engineer, I built a satellite perturbity decoder chipset. So, yes, that's true. I have an engineering career, and it's in the engineering career that I did my first big deal, which was creating a company. It's called Audience. We make noise reduction chips for cell phones, and the company is doing very well, I'm pleased to be able to say.
It certainly is. With the amount of cell phones in this country, it certainly should be doing well, and you're one of the brains behind the communications industry. But I got a question about the book. The Flow of Time and Money is the title of the book,
yep.
And the subtitle is How to Create a Full and Prosperous Life. How do you define a full and prosperous life?
Well, to me, prosperous life is one in which you have the money to be able to do what you want. So adequate wealth in order to be able to live an enjoyable life. A full life is one in which you're able to enjoy your time, to be able to make the greatest contribution to the world that you have within your potential, to be fulfilled as an individual, as a person. And to me, that's why I've always felt that the books that focused solely on making money left out the dimension of fulfillment, and books that focused on time management often left out the element of wealth, which is an important part of life too. So I felt it was important to integrate the two concepts of fulfillment and wealth building into a common unified framework so people could understand not just time or money separately, but how to understand them both so as to create a fulfilling and prosperous life.
Yeah, doctor, I totally agree with what you're saying. Isn't it difficult at times for a lot of people, I know it was for me personally, to balance business and family and how much time you allot to each one?
Yes, exactly. So the trade-offs that we make on how to spend our time, that's sort of the first part of life, is how do you spend your time? If you spend your time in a wasteful way, watching television, doing sort of idle leisure activities. That's one way to spend your life. But I found it's better to, at least I prefer personally, to invest my time in my relationships, my health, creating a legacy, my ability to be organized. Those are things that have a payback associated with them. They're investments of your time. And, of course, family is one of those things that you consider an investment in your time. You're investing in your relationships. So I prefer to spend my time investing in things that have a kind of a payback. And when I invest my time that way, that includes investing in my education, my financial education. That allows me to then be more productive financially so that rather than spending or wasting my money, I can also invest my money in assets that create passive income and capital gains. So in both time and in money, I prefer to avoid wasting time and money. I prefer to invest my time in things that produce a return and invest my money in things that produce a return. And in the end, you can create a positive, a virtuous cycle in which your investment in time and investment in money start to support each other, so you need fewer of the external supports. Ultimately, once you've invested enough time in your assets, you get to the point where you've achieved financial freedom, you no longer need a job, and now you have both more time and more money.
It makes a lot of sense. Dr. Lloyd Watts, our guest. Dr. Watts' book offers a lot of practical advice, including keeping your expenses low, avoiding consumer debt, regularly transferring 10% of your income into a new investment account, and start off in the right direction. But most people have a difficult time doing this because, well, currently with the economy, I mean, the price of gas, everything that's going on, expenses seem to eat it all up. What do you tell to a person just starting out, a guy who's probably got a couple of kids, has a new family, has a car loan to pay off, has obviously educational loans to pay off, has it's $4 a gallon gasoline, the houses are being foreclosed upon. Is the same true in your book today as it was 10 years ago?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, the fundamentals never go out of style. The important principles of living within your means, not taking on more debt than you can really handle, those are principles that help you in both good times and in bad. Now, when you said the person just starting out who has the family and the car loans and all of this debt, actually, I would argue that that person is not just starting out. That person has already accumulated a huge amount of debt.
Okay.
And so the person just starting out, in my mind, is the person just leaving high school, for example, who has neither accumulated debt nor accumulated much wealth. That's a person who is a blank slate and just starting out.
I understand. You're right. That's right.
And I would advocate that that person get on, at that early stage in their life, get on a healthy path of accumulating wealth, you know, increasing their education, both financial and professional, and accumulating wealth and very cautiously avoiding consumer debt. Our desire to achieve high status and to look wealthy even before we are sometimes leads people into what I call the borrow and spend trap. They start accumulating debt primarily by credit cards that puts them in a bad financial situation that they have to recover from later. I prefer to get on a healthy track and grow, you know, perhaps a little bit more slowly, but grow safely.
That makes a lot of sense what you're saying, but at the same time, that is not taking into consideration the relationships people may develop, marriage, certainly, a new child. I mean, these are all expense-laden for sure.
Absolutely.
How do you avoid them? How do you avoid the expenses that come along with them? You don't.
Well, you cannot avoid certain kinds of expenses. If you're going to have a family, you are by definition increasing your expenses. So I would hope that people would, you know, choose to start their family when they can afford to do so. Those are personal choices that people have to make. But the expenses come along with those choices. Whether you're ready for them or not, the expenses will come.
You know, Doctor, I can tell you a story. We have a fellow who works here at the station who is a very professional guy. He's a well-known guy. And he's not getting paid a lot of money at the radio station because nobody gets paid a lot of money here. But he does the show because he enjoys it. He does a poker show. He does it every week. People love him. And he does not do it for the money. He does it because it's enjoyment for himself personally. I think everyone in their life has to have that, something in their life that they truly enjoy doing that makes life worth living, don't you?
Oh, I completely agree. And that's precisely why I talk about fulfillment and prosperity. It's important that we look after the prosperity side of our lives, but also, in my view, it's important to look after the fulfillment. In fact, what your colleague at the radio station is doing is precisely emphasizing and making space in his life for fulfillment. And I think that's vitally important, and I absolutely do that in my own life as well, too.
Makes a lot of sense. By the way, let's tell everybody the name of the book. The book is The Flow of Time and Money, How to Create a Full and Prosperous Life. It's Dr. Lloyd Watts. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, in any bookstore. Also, flowoftimeandmoney.com. Is that right, Doctor?
Yes, that's right. Flow of Time and Money.
Okay. Now, what would you like people to take away from this book after they read it? What do you want them to say about the book?
Well, I'd be very pleased if after reading the book, people would say, you know, now I finally understand how time and money work, how they interact with each other, and now I know how I can be more successful. I see changes that I can make in my life that will lead to greater prosperity, greater fulfillment, and an interaction between both time and money that will make my life more enjoyable and give me more freedom.
You know, back in the days of rock and roll, when I used to be a rock and roll disc jockey, and I don't like to bring this up because people always hold it against me, but we had a phrase called a real deal. You are the real deal. You've done it all. The Flow and of Time and Money is the book, How to Create a Full and Prosperous Life. Dr. Lloyd Watts, again, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available in any bookstore, or you can go to flowoftimeandmoney.com. Is there going to be another book, Doctor, or what's ahead for you?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact.
I mean, you've done it all, so what more can you do?
well, there's certainly plenty more things to do. The book has already been translated into Chinese and is available in the Taiwan market. There are translations underway now in Spanish, German, Italian, and Turkish. And I also am working with a co-author for customizations of the book, a special version of the book designed for a female audience and for teenage audience. I found in the seminars that I've given, for example, given seminars to high school students, and for them, the high school students tend to be preoccupied with the decisions that are right in front of them. Should I stay in school? Should I go to college? Or should I start working now? Should I take those credit cards and start living a higher life? Those are the two questions that seem to be on kids' minds these days. And I'd like to be able to do a special version of the book for them to help them sort out those questions. What's the short-term and what's the long-term effects of taking on that debt? What's the short-term and long-term effects of arresting your education?
Well, I got to tell you, I wish you the very best, and I hope everybody picks up the book. Again, for you who have tuned in lately at the later part of the interview, the book is The Flow of Time and Money, How to Create a Full and Prosperous Life. It's at Amazon, flowoftimeandmoney.com. Dr. Lloyd Watts, I wish you much success. I don't think you need the luck, because you certainly got it. You've also got the effort, and you've also shown how it can be done. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Jack. Pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Thank you.